Our friend Deepak Singh has run into problems trying to find his favorite foods from home. He lives in Michigan, but grew up in India, and you might be surprised by some of the tastes he's missing.
A lot of international dishes have crept onto menus in India, but they don't always taste like they do in their home countries. They take on Indian flavors. For example, pizzas have paneer toppings, and burgers are fried potato patties. I have to say, the concoctions are usually pretty good. And now that I live in the United States, sometimes I crave those Indian versions of other countries' foods. One in particular called American chop suey. You can go to any town in India and find American chop suey in any restaurant that claims to offer Chinese food. I've never had the American version of American chop suey, but I've looked it up, and it's made with macaroni and beef in a tomato sauce. The one I know is something totally different. It contains crispy noodles, vegetables, and sweet and sour sauce. I have no idea why it's called American chop suey, or how it's connected to real Chinese food, but it was one of my favorites in India. It's not something that's easy to find in the US. It would be like an American who is used to eating watered-down chicken curry in Indian restaurants here, trying to find that dish on a menu in India. But the other day, when I happened to be in a famous Indian restaurant in Canton, Michigan, my eyes lit up. There it was, American chop suey. I saw it on the menu under the heading Indian Chinese. Did it taste like the one I used to eat in my hometown in India? Oh yes. It may sound strange, but it tasted like home.
Deepak Singh, writing and eating in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And that's it for us at The World Today. We tweet at PRI The World. I tweet at Marco Werman. And we come to you from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH here in Boston. We'll see you back here tomorrow.